All right, I want you to sit and imagine you're 90 years old. You're walking down the street. It's a little slippery. Either it's been a little rainy or it's cold enough where there's some ice on the ground. So you take the little shuffle approach. You take the slow steps, the certain steps, and you're not in any kind of rush. It's nice and easy and safe because you've got nowhere to go in a hurry. You've got nothing to prove. You're just living life on your terms, walking around, enjoying it because you're certain. You're certain of life. You're certain of every step, and you have no care in the world. Because life has been so, so good to you. It's been an incredible ride. You've gotten through and accomplished so many things that you thought would be impossible to do, impossible to take on, impossible to get through. And yet here you are, calmly and slowly walking down the street. Looking back on your life and thinking how many times you rushed through it, how many times you slipped and fell when taking a few seconds longer would have prevented it. Looking back and thinking how much fear and mistrust you took on because you were uncertain. You were in new territory. You were getting exactly what you asked for. A new life, new opportunities, new potential, a change, and you were afraid. Because it's the unknown. Because you've never been there before, and that is what change is. And looking back on all the struggles, on all those sleepless nights, on all those prolonged experiences, because you didn't allow trust and certainty in. Oh, how much more wonderful would it have been if you just let it happen? If you had put your ego aside and put your trust in your heart in the one thing that was telling you to move forward. Imagine every little bump in the road, every little train horn, every little unexpected, this is not what I had planned, interruption would have been so much more enjoyable. Because if you would have known what you know now at 90, you would have just enjoyed the ride, knowing it was bound to happen. Knowing everything was going to work out because you knew. You knew it was going to. You knew it was possible. And here you are, alive and thriving and so much good. At 90 years old, here you are. Looking back, you had all the things you ever wanted. You had the people and the love and the experiences and the freedom and the potential and the trust and the ease and the flow and the stressless moments. All that hard work has led to this. You've done it. You did it. And taking every new step with certainty. Looking at the past as fuel and certainty and knowledge that, yes, I can do this life. That no day is ever the exact same. It comes different, even if it's the same routine. It's different. And all that fear of different and unknown is just a silly excuse to not live out the life you want, to not go after your dreams, to not be outlandish with your thoughts, and to be irresponsible with your adulting status. You've made it to 90 years old, and here you are, surviving and thriving. And you did it without having the perfect body 24/7, without starving yourself to get there, without sacrificing memories and moments in order for tomorrow to be better, because right now, here you are, you've made it. You've done it. And you didn't need anything that you thought you had to have. Just the basics got you here. Your faith, trust, and a little bit of pixie dust. Because God has paved the way, and all you had to do was trust and know that everything He was giving to you, you could handle, you could take on. And by leaning on Him, oh, it just makes it so much easier. It made it so much easier the moment you decided to do so. You didn't need anything else. You didn't need anything more. Accept that alone. You're trying to make it more complicated because everyone is telling you that it needs to be a specific formula and correct numbers. But God doesn't play with numbers. God doesn't play with time. God doesn't play in a box of limitations. He created you. He created this world and this life that you are living. You have lived. You have experienced. Oh, and what a weight off of your shoulders, knowing it's all happening and working out. So imagine this. Imagine you take your 90-year-old self and bring him to this lifetime now. And bring them to this moment. How would you walk through life knowing everything works out? Knowing that it all happens? Would you stress less? Would you embrace more? Would you challenge yourself? Would you hold yourself accountable? Would you not let your potential waver and diminish any longer? And would you finally treat yourself like the rare gem, the thing this world needs, the one who's going to change and do more in their lifetime than many will ever experience? Knowing and trusting that every obstacle, every blessing, every challenge and curse and good deed was given to you for a reason. Looking back, wishing, oh, if only God hadn't put so much faith in me, but I never would have experienced the life that I have. Your 90-year-old self walking down the street, feeling total peace, happiness. Everyone just sees a lovely old person walking down the street, fully impressed if they know the age, never believing it if they don't. You're just another person. You are just another person. The secret identity of doing so much good in this world. You are that 90-year-old person right now. You are that 90-year-old self right now. You don't need to wait on age. You don't need to wait on life experience or time or anything at all. You are already that person. You already have accomplished so much already. You don't need to wait any longer. You don't need to wait for permission and the safe okay to now start thriving, to now start doing more, to now take that chance and do that thing. It's been there all along. And you just wanted the okay. You just wanted the permission and the knowing that it would all work out by somebody else. Again, you have given your power and your say, your trust and belief for your life into somebody else's hands. But here right now, you can give it back. We all trust and obey and respect our elders. So why not do the same for you? You're knowledgeable and intelligent and wise beyond your years. You are doing enough. You have enough. And you are enough. So as you walk down the street and imagine your 90-year-old self, what would you want them to tell you right now, in this moment, in this fear, in this questioning time, in this unknown, in this desire to do more but afraid of how it'll happen? What would you tell yourself? You've already accomplished it. You've already gone through it. You've already experienced it. You know what's going to happen. And right now it's just a dream. It's just a hope. It's just a want for it to actually be true. But imagining your 90-year-old self walking down the street at total peace with life and how it has happened, what would they tell you right now? What would you tell you right now about what you're experiencing and what you want? Take that energy, take that vision, that imagination, that permission, and roll with it. You have an incredible life to live, and it's time that you give yourself your own permission to start living it. Have a fantastic day.